This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Still struggling through the last 5-6 years where we have been in drought conditions in this state.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Climate change is real, and so is our responsibility to do more on vegetation management and forest management. I don't see those as mutually exclusive. I see those as mutual responsibility of both the state, federal government, and private sector partners.
Deadly West Coast wildfires are dividing President Donald Trump and the state's Democratic leaders over how to prevent blazes from becoming more frequent and destructive. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says her state has been pushed to its limits by the historic wildfires that have been wiped out, that have wiped out entire communities. Brown told reporters Monday night that she has asked President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the Pacific Northwest U.S. state, which would make additional federal resources available to beleaguered firefighters and other emergency personnel. President Trump had already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. Andrew Phelps, the director of the state's emergency management agency, said 10 people have been confirmed dead. U.S. President Donald Trump will host a signing ceremony at the White House today for the normalization of relations between the Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdulatif bin Rashid Al Zayani will sign the so-called Abraham Accord on the South Lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. This is VOA News. The European Union does not recognize embattled leader Alexander Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. The bloc's diplomatic chief said today. Joseph Borrell, the EU's high representative for foreign affairs, told the European Parliament the August 9th election that returned the veteran strongman to power was fraudulent. Lukashenko has faced huge protests against his rule since the disputed ballot and widespread condemnation from the international community for a brutal crackdown on demonstrations by his security forces. The EU has already said it is in the process of preparing sanctions against those responsible for rigging the vote and cracking down on protests. The U.S. has issued a new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory issued Tuesday warned U.S. citizens that China imposes arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations and pressure family members to return to China from abroad. Wang Wenbin, the spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said some people in the U.S. have been claiming that they care about the ethnic minorities in Xinjiang. In the meantime, they took measures cracking down on Xinjiang companies. This fully exposed the hypocritical faces and evil intentions of these people to sow discord between the Chinese people of different ethnic groups. China's finance ministry said today it will extend existing tariff exemptions for 16 products from the United States. This comes as the Trump administration said yesterday it will block U.S. imports of cotton, clothing, and other products. Hurricane Sally is crawling toward the northern Gulf Coast at just 2 miles per hour, a pace that's enabling the storm to gather huge amounts of water to eventually dump on land. Forecasters now expect landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday near the Alabama-Mississippi state line. Rain from the storm's outer bands is already pummeling parts of the Florida panhandle, where Governor Ron DeSantis declared an emergency. President Donald Trump has declared an emergency for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Sally has sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, which forecasters expect it to maintain until it hits land. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny shared a tribute, a picture from a hospital on Tuesday, sitting up in bed, announced surrounded by his family with the message he was now able to breathe normally. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.